When the psalm ceased, an echo like a spirit's voice was heard dying away, high up among the magnificent architecture of the cliffs, and once more might be noticed in the silence the reviving voice of the waterfall. Just then, a large stone fell from the top of the cliff into the pool. A loud voice was heard, and a plaid was hung over on the point of a shepherd's staff. Their wakeful sentinel had descried danger, and this was his warning. Forthwith the congregation rose. There were paths, dangerous to unpracticed feet, along the ledges of the rocks, leading up to several caves and places of concealment. The more active and young assisted the elder, more especially the old pastor and the women with the infants, and many minutes had not elapsed till not a living creature was visible in the channel of the stream, but all of them were hidden, or nearly so, in the clefts and caverns. The shepherd who had given the alarm had lain down again instantly in his plaid on the greensward, upon the summit of these precipices. A party of soldiers was immediately upon him, and demanded what signals he had been making, and to whom.